Hundreds of things belonging to rock and roll musicians will be offered to the public at an auction later this month. Julian's Auctions is holding the event on May 21st at Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. The company is based in California and specializes in selling objects from or related to the entertainment industry. Music lovers might be interested in a document containing song lyrics handwritten by John Lennon. Also available for sale is a note from Kurt Cobain, former frontman of the rock group Nirvana. In it, he discussed the possibility of the band breaking up. Cobain expressed anger about a magazine report about him and his wife, rocker Courtney Love. The 1992 Vanity Fair story said that the two were using drugs during Love's pregnancy. "I love my wife and soon-to-be new daughter too much to let everyone's low opinions of us ruin our lives together," he wrote. Cobain killed himself in 1994, and Nirvana broke up. Many people still mourn the musician more than 20 years later. His letter is expected to sell for between $20,000 and $30,000. There will be many other objects related to rock stars available at the auction. These include clothes, guitars, and mail to and from their fans. Lennon's handwritten lyrics and notes are for the song Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. It was part of the Beatles' 1967 record album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Some observers expected the Lennon writings to sell for between $300,000 and $500,000. Martin Nolan of Julian's Auctions said anything written by Lennon is highly sought by collectors. Lady Gaga's first piano is also expected to sell for a huge amount. Part of the money is to go to the singer's Born This Way Foundation. Julian's Auctions also expect to make a nice profit on a red and white rock soldier jacket. Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, wore it during the band's 1986 tour. Nolan called the jacket a great conversation piece. He added that, "Investors see these items as cool, but also really great opportunities to increase your investment, because over time, chances are they will appreciate in value," he said. I'm Bruce Alpert.